This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, a lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back. What's going on, guys?
What is going on, Armand?
I don't know. Just a year older.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
He got for Armand's birthday, the Hollister Surf Club. He became a part of that.
He's now a surfer?
He's now,
now part of the surf club.
No.
And I never surfed either.
Lived in California, lived in Florida.
Drove on Ventura Boulevard.
I don't know why you just don't wear white t-shirts.
That is a little vanilla for me. That's
okay.
Listen to this guy.
A great admirer bought me this shirt.
Hey, before we get into the topic at hand today, which is going to be Bob Lazar, we're talking Bob Lazar. Can we talk a little bit about the blast in Beirut real quick?
Yeah, that was fucking nuts,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was ammonium nitrate.
That's what they're saying. Like 2,500 tons of ammonium nitrate.
That's a lot.
See the crater?
Yeah, they said it was
fucking
about
huge, dude.
I think it might have been like 1 kiloton or something of those explosion, maybe more.
Shockwaves was gnarly, man.
A lot of people were saying that it could have been like a tactical nuke, but that'd be a real small fucking tactical nuke.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it looked like, the cloud and all that. I mean,
any sufficient explosion looks just like that.
Yeah, that was fucking gnarly.
But
that might be like if they brought one into Long Beach or something. That's where
the port of Long Beach or like Oakland. Yeah,
right.
Or something like that.
New Orleans, any port.
Any big port, yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think, supposedly you can't even make like a suitcase bomb they're talking about, but they could put it in like one of those big Maersk
trucks.
Yeah, those.
Timothy McVeigh, did you see that they did comparisons on what he used was like 500 something pounds of ammonium nitrate versus the 2,500 tons? Like they showed the New York or the Oklahoma City Federal Building that got blew the face of it off.
Was it Murrah Building?
Alfred E. Newman.
Murrah.
Oh, it's not the Mad Magazine.
Murrah. Yeah. There's an H at the end.
Yeah. Right.
Do you guys watch many of the videos, like the different angles and whatnot?
I saw one. Somebody was driving their car and it just
took them out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw one of them. This guy was basically like, would be like 3 blocks away. He was filming from his balcony. And the last thing you see is like, and I guess he lived because the footage got out somewhere.
Well, it could have been live stream, though. It could have been live streaming on Facebook.
That's
or something.
That's fair. But it blew in like, the big explosion happens, and the only thing you see is like shattered glass all around, and the phone falls, and it's just fucking video over, like any other video.
They're claiming only like 135 people died, but that sounds very low.
Can't that sort of shockwave, like from close enough distance, actually like fuck your entire insides up? I mean, I was under the impression it could
look
liquefy
what it did to the buildings.
Organs.
It basically liquefied the buildings in the area. Think what it would do to a human. You'd disappear.
Vaporized.
Yeah, you'd disappear. You'd be splatted. It'd be more or less like a fly swatter coming through the area.
Oh, thanks for the tin, man.
Light Peach says,
happy birthday.
Thank you. But he also says he died, Big E.
Who died? Oh, the guy.
I guess the guy that was the video.
Who knows? There were so many people filming that. Did you guys buy the fireworks thing at all?
No, gosh, no. I mean, I don't know.
I've seen video angles where it looked like there was fireworks going off.
Yeah, Beirut, where they make the good ones.
No, that's China. Everybody knows that. Chinese fireworks.
They were cherry bombs, huh?
Who knows? Whose idea was it to confiscate 2,500 pounds or tons of ammonium nitrate and then put a fireworks factory on top of it?
Yeah, keep it in one spot, right?
And then I read somebody was welding around there, too.
That's smart.
Yeah, nice drop. Like,
I thought of you immediately.
I would never.
What does it take to make ammonium nitrate explode?
Welding around some dumb shit.
I would think it's pretty.
I mean, it's a fertilizer generally, right? You can't just put a match to it.
Well, that's what they call an anvil bomb, ammonium nitrate and fuel oil.
So is there a lot of kerosene in there or something? Or
I mean, I'm not a bomb maker, so
I would think just
Armand, how you make
much.
A bomb?
I don't know. What
the hell? This sounds like the type of shit where I'm so like I have no clue what I'm talking about. Where you need like thermite or something to set the reaction off to get that going.
C4,
no,
some sort of big thing to get that set off.
I guess, but if you got 3,000 pounds of it or whatever?
3,000 tons. 2,500 tons.
Yeah, you would.
I saw a pic. It was supposedly the warehouse. They kept it in those. You remember how you used to work and they had those giant cob bags?
Yeah.
Basically, they kept it like that in giant bags.
Yeah, that'd be. You just put 2,500 pounds up for it. Yeah, of cob.
Apparently, they confiscated all this from some ship. They couldn't pay their whatever. I don't know what they. Anyway.
Who knows why things
get confiscated. It's been there 6 years. It's been since. And people have commented on this.
6 years?
Yeah, since 2013, apparently.
That's like a ticking time bomb.
And they were welding around it?
Several people have said that. And they said, this is kind of dangerous, but nobody. They tried to sell it. Nobody wanted to buy it.
I wonder if there's any OSHA.
Just sat there in that warehouse.
In Lebanon, I wonder if there's OSHA.
Because OSHA, yeah.
They'd have been all over that.
They're an advanced country. They don't have OSHA.
Apparently, the majority of their economy is import-based. They're a service-driven economy. They don't have a lot of exports, so this has kind of fucked them over. Their main port of the country is now fucked when they import everything into the country.
Well, they were in such great shape anyway.
Yeah, fair enough. So, bummer for Lebanon.
I mean, but I don't think I'd discount terrorism, too. If you knew there was that much down there,
right? How easy would it be?
Yeah. Well, that's perfect, you know. Yeah.
Let me go fix the handrail down there by the ammonium nitrate.
Let me go welding.
But you imagine the guy that has to weld that because you're like, hey, like I don't know if this is going to spark immediately.
Do you always ask what's in the bags where you're welding?
I do now.
Do you really?
And then I don't weld
after
now
the explosion.
Much. No, I never had an explosion, but
I'm saying after this yesterday, from now on, I ask.
It's a good idea. Yeah,
I've welded around dumb shit before and realized that like. Before it got too late.
You know, if there's a hole in a wall or whatever the guy was welding at the warehouse, would you think there's 3,000 tons of explosives in there?
You're in a fucking fireworks factory. You need full-on mats.
Yeah, who welds in a fireworks factory? Fuck ammonium nitrate.
You can do it, but there's a fucking way to do it, dude.
What was that movie? Was it Leslie Nielsen? I guess it was one of the Naked Gun ones where there's nothing to see here and the fireworks factory is going, remember? He was chasing the guy. It was a car chase.
OJ was in all three of those, actually.
Yeah, but he was in bed. He was all messed up.
Yeah.
What was his name in that?
I don't recall.
Fuck, I don't know.
Frank Drebin or your OJ's name?
No, OJ's, yeah.
Oh, it was OJ Simpson. He played himself.
The character. No.
He got the name? Shit beat out of your
Somebody will know it.
It was excellent.
If they know Boron, they'll know that.
Anyway, so bummer about Lebanon. Hopefully it gets better over there. Let's hit Bob Lazar, though. You guys ready? Yeah. Armand, did you do your homework?
No, I don't even know who the hell we're talking about.
This is Laser
Bob. See, I like to think that I'm like, you know, you're trying to convince me.
No,
that's his job.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though.
I'm the
public. I have no.
Your job is to come in unprepared for unless you write about something about it in the past.
Well, unless it's McCarthy or something like that.
Yeah. Never is your job to do research before a show.
Though. Right. And I'll never let my ignorance stop me from positing some sort of opinion.
Hey, we don't. So,
right.
All
right.
Do you get what we're trying to do here, Armand?
What are we trying to do here?
So what's Bob Lazar famous for, first and foremost?
Oh, Laser Bob, man. He came out in 1989 and, blew the whistle on Area 51.
Well, apparently you guys are well acquainted with this guy. When's the first time you guys?
Within the last few years, honestly.
Okay.
No, man, he was on tabloids and shit.
Sure, maybe he was. But
a long time ago.
Whenever I first was, clued into him, I didn't give two shits about this type of stuff until recently. You started seeing him on all the weird Facebook groups you join whenever you get into this type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You see links for it on your YouTube-related videos. Most recently, he was on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast. He himself was on there.
Was he ever on Coast to Coast, do you think?
He
had to be on there.
I don't think so. Art Bell probably had.
Yeah, Art Bell, yeah.
I don't know, though. I would like to listen to that. I tried to listen to every interview I could find on him leading up to the show to try to get a good opinion on,
Well, because believe it or not, a lot of people call him, a fake, a phony. And I don't know, watching some of his shit, man, you can see why, though. But at the same time, I don't know what kind of shit he deals with in his life.
Well, let's go a little bit into his background. He claims to have studied at Caltech, has a master's degree at Caltech.
And MIT.
Wow. And MIT.
It's pretty lofty.
Well, neither one of the universities.
Oh, they claim he's not one of the.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he counters with the government
too,
has went back and destroyed his,
Which I can see that.
His records and everything. So
could be.
I could see that.
That's the ultimate,
Light piece. That's says the, he's
convenient excuse. Oh, no, man. They went
I
back
bet he still owes
shit.
The money for the college loans, though.
So I got a timeline
that's
document.
That's right. That delegitimizes him.
I actually have a document that goes through basically his entire life.
Okay.
Given places and times where there's public records of his actions, loans he's taken out, where it's been covered in his bankruptcies. He's had several bankruptcies.
Oh, well, the guy's obviously a
couple marriages. He got married once while he was already married. He got married twice to the same lady while he was already married to her. Got married, and she changed her name the second time.
What happened? He got married, and then he got married again, and then got divorced?
Right. So we'll eventually get to the point where he had heard about his first wife was cheating on him. So there was a surveillance program for anybody who was working at S4, the site that he had worked out of. they would tap his phones, and they had found out that his wife had been talking to a pilot on the side, you know, getting a little funky fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So is that standard where he's working S4, they kind of check out? Because apparently they checked out Oppenheimer, you know, when he was in the Manhattan Project.
Well, that was many moons before that.
His girlfriend was a communist.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean,
or so was he. All right.
Whenever you've got the amount of toys that they have supposedly at S4 in Area 51.
They don't want any security breaches.
You know what I mean? He made a good point too, Bob Lazar did, about all the goodies they have there. They don't take these things out over the ocean or over the United States or anywhere they could possibly be seen, injured, taken otherwise. These are like the most valuable assets that the government has, you know, their alien technology. Why would they take them for anything more than a quick little test flight around their controlled area?
Fucking open it up, see what it's made, you know.
Yeah, why risk it? Of. Why risk crashing it out in public or in airspace of, you know, another country?
Well, because the government obviously doesn't like going, hey, I fucked up. I don't mind it, but...
You would do it.
I don't mind saying I fucked up.
Ah, well, whenever what you have isn't supposed to exist, you probably wouldn't want to do that.
We fucked up.
That really works well for you, doesn't it? I wasn't supposed to have that, but I fucked up, whatever.
Yeah, I fucked up.
No, 89, he comes out, he does a anonymous...
What did he claim his... was he a physics major or what?
He was a physicist. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Caltech. That makes sense. All right.
Though in any of his bankruptcy proceedings, he listed his only employment as a self-employed film processor.
Oh, like Al Capone. Remember? He'd give you his cards. Secondhand furniture dealer.
Exactly. Some bullshit like that.
Oh, I guess that makes sense too. If you're dealing with UFO stuff and Arcana.
Indeed.
Sure. What are you going to say you are? What did he say he was? Film processor?
A self-employed film processor.
Well, and
whatever
I can look at a lot
is.
Of the interviews that he did and look at like the equipment that's behind him on the shelf. A lot of it is like
AV equipment. Yeah.
It's literally what you would use for that.
Well, I don't know if he meant... Well, at one point, whenever in his bankruptcy proceedings, he had bought shit tons, like 300 rolls of 35mm film and other stuff for his business that he never paid back the loan on. He had never paid back apparently any loan that he'd ever taken. Made some payments, but never finished paying off a loan.
I can't get behind that.
Yeah.
Armand loves it.
You pay your debts, Armand. That's how the fucking world works. So
okay, Jesus. What did Jesus do?
Bob gains notoriety.
Pay his debts.
Originally, he moves to Los Alamos, you know, does some shit. He's working in the area. He gets the bright idea to attach a jet engine to his Honda car, right? So he attaches, he does it, he successfully attaches.
This is pre-everything.
It's like a Hooper.
It's how kind he got, like the sun how guy, he got noticed.
Dude, he's going to jump that gorge?
But he attaches it to it.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't think that car ever could have made it or ever did make it to 200 mile an hour.
It was plus 200 mile an hour, they said. The paper read it.
That's what the paper says. You know, Bob's quoted as saying it's a 200 mile an hour car.
So there's no
video. He did build another rocket car that, you know, went like 300 mile an hour. But the Honda, on the other hand, people don't think that.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and believe him if he did build the... It's substantiated.
Either which way, the newspaper
that
wrote...
was just a lark. What was the purpose of that?
Just this fun.
Is, for the hell of it.
This is,
okay.
This is Bob the Tinkerer.
Identified. This is how he got identified.
He's starting to undermine his credibility a little bit here with me.
Yeah, he's in his 20s. You know what I mean? He's in his 20s. He's got the ability to do this stuff.
In your 20s, you...
I would have built a rocket
jet
car.
Engineer?
I would have if I'd had a rocket and a car.
Fuck yeah, honestly. If I would have had the shop.
I had a car.
In your 20s, you didn't have any cars? You had cars.
Yeah, I had cars, but I'm saying I didn't have a rocket.
A jet engine? No. No access to that.
All right, so that's what he did in his 20s. Okay.
I would have put like an outboard motor on mine. It would have been the same.
I'd have blown myself up.
Sure you would have. Where were we at? Oh, they write an article about him in the newspaper, gives him a little bit of local notoriety, and someone from the lab notices him.
It's not just someone, though.
Who was it? What was the guy's name?
It was the guy that helped to create he was on the Manhattan Project. He created the atom bomb. Terry something, wasn't it?
Hold on. We got it here in the notes. Was
that not Richard Feynman, I hope.
No, not Richard Feynman.
Oh, no. That's my favorite scientist.
Why is he your favorite scientist?
Because he's got my favorite quotation.
What's that?
Science is the belief in the ignorance of the experts.
Science is what?
Science is the belief in the ignorance of the experts.
And honestly, it doesn't fucking matter what the guy's name is. He's high up at the project, gets him in there, gets him a job.
Right.
They take a chance on a guy who puts
Bob Lazar immediately knew who he was, though. He was watching
he had heard he was given a free pass
to come to watch this early morning talk this guy was giving.
Any which way, he gets hired on, and they put him into, basically, his job is to what he calls back engineer. Have you ever heard the term back engineer instead of reverse engineer?
Oh, I thought it was the same thing.
Have you heard back engineer before? I mean, it makes sense what
they're interchangeable. I felt
Yeah, I would think.
I've never heard the actually said back engineer. He's the only one. It's the only time I've ever heard somebody say back engineer this.
I think they're interchangeable.
Anyway, his job was to quote unquote back engineer alien space tech craft technology, specifically for him the gravity drive that sustained one of the ships, which he had been exposed to. They eventually showed him what he described as a classical, right out of a sci-fi movie, flying saucer ship.
I saw his drawing.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly how, you know, every time you picture a flying saucer.
Yeah.
He claims the craft he saw would have been for, and he never saw any kind of aliens that he talked about.
So that's how he got this gig, working for the, you know, working on this UFO.
Yeah, basically lucked into it.
Some friend of his that was...
At the Los Alamos lab, though, he worked there. He didn't work officially for them, but he worked there.
Well, no, his story was that he did. But the proof that we can find is that, no, he didn't actually... He worked at the lab, but not for the lab.
Like, he used the lab... As like a subcontractor for, you know,
another company.
So. But before he got this, his friend got him into the inner circle. See, that doesn't quite make sense to me either. Because you would think that if they got this kind of airtight security, they're going to check this guy's background out. Okay, this guy puts jet engines on cars.
That's why they wanted him. He says, because I thought outside the box. That's
Maybe, but I don't know. He doesn't pay his debts. He seems like a loose cannon a little bit to me. I don't know. Is that the kind of guy you want around? If you want a big secret, keep a secret?
No. No.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying.
Eventually, he gets the bright idea to start, because he has the schedule of test flights.
Doc engineer.
At Area 51 and S4.
Yeah.
He knows that on Wednesdays, they do all their flights because the highways are like the least traffic on Wednesdays, and air traffic is the least on Wednesdays. So that's the
day
to
do it. Okay.
See, so he says.
Well, right. So the Everett's giving calling bullshit on that, but I'm thinking, like, from a government secret, I mean, from, like, you'd need to know shit like that if Wednesday was the least most populated day for the cars to come up and down the highway.
That's just the type of detail I would make up to make my story sound legit.
See?
Oh.
And I guess it does kind of seem like it could be that. But the guy, he sounds really, and that's the thing about him, you know, he sounds really genuine in certain times, like when you're watching him and listening to the things that he's saying. And then other times he'll get thrown like a curveball and it fucks him up.
Well,
so he's a little erratic. Hey,
you know who George R.R. Martin is?
No.
The author of the Game of Thrones books?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I did, yeah.
A little portly guy, white hair.
Yeah.
If you ever watch an interview with him talking about the stories in his books,
right,
he'll sit in his little, you know, curled up manner looking at the camera. Look right at the camera and talk about these characters and places and events in his books as if he is recalling them from a fucking history book he read in school. Like, it is.
You believe him, you know what I mean?
The fact is just that happened. Dragons are real. Magic is a thing. The way he looks at it and talks to you like this is fact. It's the same way Bob Lazar does. So I liken it to the fact that Bob Lazar has crafted, and I'm getting way ahead of myself here, but my opinion is a possibility. He could be fucking telling the complete truth. I don't know either way. To me, it's possible that he has crafted a perfect lie that he's been telling for 30 years on. You know, he's got every detail down, and every time he's had to come up with a new detail, he's crafted and kept it, you know, kept his lies straight.
At first, he came out anonymous in 1989 and
George Knapp, a Las Vegas reporter.
Right? Yeah, well, then later on, he came out and, you know, hey, that's who I am. He didn't hide it. So
his reason for coming out on this was for his own protection. From what I'm to understand, he got fired.
I don't even know. You're gonna have to explain to me what he said first before we.
Let's go back.
Okay.
Remember how I said on Wednesdays they had the flight schedule. He was bringing his friends out at night on Wednesdays to witness these tests.
Oh, okay. So they're testing some extraterrestrial.
Right. Apparently, they had 9 craft at S4.
Craft. Okay.
And they test them Wednesday nights. Anyway, he brings his friends out first. You know, first Wednesday night, they see some cool stuff. Pretty neat. Next weekend, they come back. They're all jazzed. Third weekend, they come out and basically the security of the base is there waiting for him with night vision goggles and shit, and they storm them in the dark. That's the reason he ends up getting fired, because they were like, you know, this is classified. You're not supposed to fucking tell everybody in the world.
He's got up there like fucking make out point, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Watching these aliens.
And was that the end of his career there? And that's
he only
it?
Spent 6 months working
alien
there.
Ships.
Okay. He's made a whole life of this afterwards.
He claims he's
hey,
been
you work with
there.
What you got, man.
Well, 6 months is enough if you're exposed to one day.
And that's exactly what he said. He was exposed to alien technologies, actual one of 9. So there were 9 spacecrafts.
But apparently,
allegedly,
none of them looked exactly alike. Mm. One of them looked like a bunk cake, apparently, or, you know, the bunk cake mold.
A Taurus.
The thing I found interesting was he said that there were events that they could trace back to like 10,000 years ago where they like through archaeological digs that had matched some of the same technology that they've got from other places. Right. So like when you think about it like that, that makes fucking perfect sense. What all the Sumerians were talking about. You know what I mean? Zachariah Sitchin, where the people came from outer space. And then he says the twin binary star system. What is it called?
Zeta Reticulae.
Yeah. And then, you know, they call Planet X a twin binary.
So that's where they're from.
He had learned somewhere in his workings there at the lab that, these ships come from the star system Zeta Reticuli, which is 39 light years away.
Close enough.
Actually comes from the third planet in the system, apparently.
Oh.
So that's got that. It's a binary star system too, which is kind of weird.
Yeah,
we're like the only one. One of the only ones.
It's not
that
weird
isn't
that it's a binary star system. It's weird that there's a stable planetary system in a binary system.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And it happens. It does happen. It's just weird to me.
I would assume it could happen. Sure.
Sure.
It's probably rare. I don't know.
Imagine your weather though on that kind of system, wherever you're figure eighting in between a couple of fucking stars.
Tatooine had two suns, right?
Sure did, baby.
Okay. Yeah. I knew one of them then. All right.
And it was a fucking desert.
So. Yeah, well, you age twice as fast on Tatooine also because of the two suns.
Oh, do you?
Yes. That's why Obi-Wan was 58 and looked about 80.
Yeah, he's all 1 year older than me. He looked terrible. I look good compared to him.
He had claimed through his work, he had been working on the anti-gravity driver. Not really anti-gravity.
It was propulsion. He was hired because of propulsion.
Back engineering.
He wanted to figure it out.
So he said it was an orb roughly the size of a basketball suspended over a small plate. And that was it. There was it didn't connect to the ship with any wires.
Wow.
It was all basically wireless and about positioning and proximity to other devices.
Picture red matter from Star Trek.
Dilithium crystals?
No, not really dilithium. But it was to make an antimatter reaction apparently though.
Yeah.
Using element 115, which at the time had not even been discovered by science. It was first synthesized, I believe, in 2003.
I was going to say, that wasn't around the 80s.
No, they had come up in 2003 with an unstable isotope of it.
Russia did.
Russia. And what he claims is that the parts for that ship were built out of a stable isotope of element 115. You're familiar how some isotopes could be relative. Hydrogen, for instance, has hydrogen, regular, deuterium,
I think they call them, right,
and tritium.
But they're getting bigger and bigger. I think there's a couple of islands of stability.
It's
they
the
call
neutron. Yeah. Yeah, you got
most of them have half lives, like quintillionth of a second, right? Or something.
Like uranium or plutonium have different isotopes that are 235, 238, 239. Right. Your different isotopes. That same deal.
Different neutrons, same amount of protons, different number of neutrons.
But he calls it muscovium.
Oh, is that what they? I know they've named them now, probably
that's the name of muscovium
on the periodic. Well, it got added to the periodic table in 2015.
What's that one name for the Armenian guy? Juanesian.
I don't know.
It's
sounds like
118
sounds
or something.
Just like an Armenian name.
Yeah, well, they named one after him. He's still alive.
Weird ass Armenians.
Oh, hey,
it could be the weirdest one.
Knock it off, Turk.
But yeah, so after 1989, he had his 1990 run-in with the sex thing.
What happened there?
Prostitution ring.
Oh, cool.
He actually,
I believe him now.
Again, through his timeline, he actually bought into a brothel. Owned it for many years with his wife. It does not show up on any of his actual bankruptcy things.
Then we can't take that as credit, like for what you were saying. Well, he only identifies as a photographer, blah blah blah, because that's what his bankrupt. Okay, well, if everyone knows he bought a brothel and that ain't showing up on there, then let's discredit that immediately.
Just because one thing doesn't show up.
Actually, I had a friend of mine. Just quick side note:
had a brothel, still got it.
He invested.
Tell me later.
Had an opportunity to invest in a strip club, so he put in like $700,000. Unfortunately, he was investing with a gang, like mafia guys, and he gave him the money, and they said,
"What money?
What are you talking about? Yeah, what strip club?
Yeah,
and that was it. there went his money.
Lucky
true story.
Away.
Anyway, so don't invest in those things.
Invest.
But this guy had a legitimate brothel. Apparently.
But the thing I think is funny about it, because he came out with all this shit in 1989, mm-hmm. and then immediately, like the next year, like they're fucking like, boom, oh yeah,
the IRS is
prostitution ring, which got like pled down to. It was pled down to something very small, you know what I mean? Yeah. So which means like there wasn't a lot there in the first place, right?
Did they send the IRS after
they
him?
Just assassinated his character.
Well, yeah. Well,
he's not made any large amounts of money.
No, that's the thing about this guy. He doesn't do like a setup and speaks where like he goes around, does a tour of speaking.
Thank fucking God, because he's not a great speaker.
Well, that confirms he's a nut.
But that said, he's running around with this guy, Jeremy Corbell.
Uh-huh.
He was the director of this new Netflix. Well, it's being, released on Netflix. It wasn't made by Netflix. Just Jeremy Corbell made it. But it's called
Area
51 and the Flying Saucers. It's on Netflix now. You can go watch it. But this guy is basically his handler. He walks around and fills in the fucking holes where Bob gets stuttery. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess he's the director, producer, whatever. He's pretty well-spoken, and he sometimes has to jump in.
Oh, yeah, Bob has little lapses.
Yeah, right? I mean, you can watch him on the Joe Rogan
now?
Show. And
yeah, watch the Joe Rogan. He come on there and manifested a migraine out of nowhere. Which
happens to geniuses.
Isn't that
he wasn't
does,
squinting.
Though?
He didn't have any of the classic signs of a migraine.
Prodromal syndrome.
What would happen? He would stop like.
We mean narcoleptic, man.
I forgot my train of thought.
It could have been working from element 115.
Could be. Then the guy jumps in from the side and fills it in like, oh, yeah, you could find it here, or whatever. He's the guy that
has
it.
So this guy, okay. Well, that's everybody should have one.
Everybody should have a handler. But
right.
It's just another thing to add to the
liaison,
top of this.
Translator.
Let's see.
So, what you guys watched him today. What did you think about his general comportment?
To look at him in the face. I'm no what is it, lie detector? What was that show with the guy that was a lie detector, the human lie detector?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Tim Roth, lie to me.
Yeah, like I can't do that. I can't look at the guy and say he's completely lying or telling the truth.
Has he taken lie detector tests? You would think he'd want to do that.
I doubt he has.
I don't think he would. He seems to, he claims that like all this disrupts his personal life so bad, which I could imagine that. Like he said that there's people that have actually camped out on his front yard, found out where he lived at, and they want to talk to him and answer questions. And he said a lot of the time they're fucking psychos. He's like, you know what I mean? He's like,
He's not into the whole UFO thing anyway. He hates having discussions about UFOs.
He doesn't watch footage of it or nothing.
To him, the whole exciting thing is the technology.
He's a nerd.
What this technology can mean. Like if you can get an anti-gravity drive. Well, yeah. And he's right. That unlocks the secrets to time travel, more or less. If you can affect gravity in a localized way, that's amazing.
Yeah, because I guess, you know, the more gravity you have, it slows time down. If you have anti-gravity, theoretically, I guess, I don't know, you turn time backward? I don't know.
Nobody knows that anti-gravity is even a thing.
But he's got to expect, though, if you know all these secrets, you're going to have some crackpots come around and, you know.
He had posited
the good thing is some of them might be, you know, crazy chicks and might get laid.
What was interesting in the 80s, he was talking about how about gravimetric waves being emanating from this device.
Yeah,
But in the 80s, they thought gravity was due to the graviton particle.
He was fucking spot on.
I don't think they've proven that, though, right?
Up until recently, they have, that it is, in fact, a wave.
Gravity comes
LIGO
in waves,
and all that. Yeah, well, LIGO.
Exactly,
yeah.
The LIGO Observatory.
So this guy was saying this shit in 1989 before it was ever close.
Einstein said that, too, didn't he?
Right, it goes along with Einstein's model of relativity.
Yeah,
right. But the point is, you know, still, the main model of science at the time was saying graviton particle. Okay. Now it's been proven that it's a wave.
All right.
You know, I always wonder, too, why can't it be like light? Instead of
acting
like
both.
That's a photon, right?
Right. Well, a photon is a particle, and there's an electromagnetic wave of light.
Right. It acts as both.
You ever seen the double slit test?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty neat.
Right.
What do you know about that, Armand?
It's cool.
There you go.
It's cool. There's a really good mad video about it. You know, it's like a nice animation about it.
I still like the gold foil experiment the best. Rutherford, I think.
What do you do with that?
That's why I found the structure of the atom, I believe. That's how they...
You did that?
That was me, yes.
I was Armand.
Cool.
Or some other Armenian.
So he's also the one that we can thank basically for knowledge that Area 51 is even a thing.
Armand?
Oh, really? Yeah, he's
Bob
the one?
Yeah. Bob Lazar.
Oh.
So it wasn't really known until after he came out about that.
Is that true?
That's best we could tell from our research, yeah.
Because I thought that was like from the 40s and 50s, right?
Well, you're thinking Roswell.
So the Atomic Energy Commission allegedly gave it the name Area 51 because of a map designation based on where.
It's in Nevada, right?
Yeah, there's lots of other areas named, you know, that just happens to be number 51. It's not like.
Got it.
It's only special. So Area 51 is only special sounding because it's Area 51.
Right. Yeah, but I don't even think it's that because I think they said that it was across from Area 15. Right. And they knew 51 would never be used for this specific spot, and so they named it Area 51 because it was right there.
But he's the one that initiated all that.
Well, he's the one that brought it into
Area 51 until he came.
He's the whistleblower, basically. Okay. Though that said, I think he...
Don't you think they just kill this guy if he knew all that?
That's what I thought, too.
I mean, you know, you don't shut him up.
Probably more fun to just prove him crazy.
You guys totally discredit this guy.
Like, they've done their job. If that was a job that someone has done, they've done it beautifully. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Not really. You're half-believing
For somebody who has that kind of secrets...
I'm a little bit more intelligent than you two.
I don't think you take the chance. You know what I mean? If you have a guy that has been in your secrets of secret bases, has proven that he's going to take people and show
you kill him.
You kill this motherfucker.
He never existed. Why go after his college transcript?
Yeah, why just delete his college transcripts?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
It's like Stalin did with his enemies. They were, you know, took him out of all the pictures.
Why
you
want to kill him if you can make him kill himself?
Yeah, is that the way the CIA works?
Kill himself, too.
They would kill you and make it look like that.
Right, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I can't argue that one. They would kill you and just make it look like
that. What do you think Hillary would do with him?
Oh, she'd fucking kill him. Imagine if Hillary had stake in the aliens.
Or hire him.
Okay.
This fucking guy'd be done.
Or hire him.
No, she'd kill him.
Come on, let's be serious.
Not taking any chances.
Yeah, he's fucking dead.
Go ahead, Hillary. Get rid of that guy.
Yeah.
Bring his girlfriend here, though.
What was the video? What was the video they released recently? Was it the Navy did where it
showed like girlfriend, I meant daughter.
The two pilots talking about the fleet of UFOs they were seeing.
Yeah, there's three videos they released recently. The Navy did. They made public.
Was it Galileo or something?
Did you see those?
That was the project that he worked in.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw them. Did you watch them?
I just saw some on the news.
They look like blobs.
Didn't look much. I couldn't make anything out.
What is interesting, though, is the purported talk from the pilots. You know what I mean? The way they describe it, the way they're completely surprised, how they say there's a whole fleet of them that you don't see actually on the video footage. They're like, look at the thing. I guess I'm talking, they're talking about the radar. There's a fleet of them out there. And apparently it was able to make 90 degree movements. But what was the most interesting about this is these crafts behaved.
Wait a minute, it's craft. It's not crafts.
Craft, sorry.
No, there's nine of them.
He made that.
The plural of craft is craft. They behave in the same way that Bob said that.
like deer and not deers.
These craft behave in the same way that Bob predicted that they would. The way the drive works, he said that the bottom of the craft would start to hover. You'd see like a corona type effect until it gets like 5-10 feet off the ground. You know, like a St. Elmo's fire type of thing. Electrical discharge.
Just don't interrupt.
Don't you ever fucking interrupt.
What were we talking about?
Yeah, that's what you just did to me.
The drive.
No, the picture that dude drew in 1989.
Right, right. So the way this thing works is it turns belly up towards wherever it's going, and the gravity drive basically locks in on it, and it goes in that sort of direction.
Oh.
So the classical one you see looks like a Frisbee as it's flying. But imagine that whenever it's actually in high-speed mode, the bottom of the Frisbee comes up, it points at the target. And then that's the way that these UFOs and these videos kind of behaved, is they went belly towards where they were going.
Well, the question, how do they procure this, our government?
He said you don't ask questions. They give you no extra information. You definitely don't ever ask questions.
Said there was like 9 or 10 different operations going on. He worked on one of them, and nobody ever got the full picture of everything. But you would be able and be looped in with a few different.
But I guess isn't the general consensus is that they crashed, right, and they got the wreckage?
Well, he said multiple different sites, and one of them was an archaeological site, which would suggest that it was like a dig from like a long time ago.
Like an old crash or something
An old crash, and he said some of them were newer crash sites.
Well, there were 9 different vehicles, he said there. None of them were the same. It was basically the Chevy, the Fords, and all the different types of
Buick
vehicles.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of funny if it is kind of like that out there. Everybody's got a different type of space vehicle.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I don't know why it wouldn't be like that.
That might be a script, Have like a use this
like Barrett Jackson
lot
in space,
like what?
Like Barrett Jackson, the big auto auction they do on TV. Oh.
Jackson Barrett, isn't it?
No, Barrett Jackson.
Is it Barrett Jackson.
Yeah.
Or seen that? Carvana or something.
Yeah, just a giant auto auction. It'd be kind of funny to do alien spaceship.
Anybody write that script? Auction. I'm suing you.
I'll sue you if you write it because I just came up with it.
All right. Well, I'll split it with you.
Let's see. Bob Lazar has called the government's secrecy a crime against the scientific community who have been robbed of the opportunity to study and reckon with this other world.
Well, probably would be if it's true.
That's somewhat of his motivation as well.
Yeah, that's what made me feel like he was half-assed genuine in this, because the guy's not trying to make any money, and he's literally just trying for the advancement. He wants the science out there.
Sounds like the science white knight to me. I don't know.
What do you think would happen
if this was actually confirmed?
You shut your dirty
hysteria?
Little mouth.
I mean, people are so stupid. I don't know.
No, there wouldn't be hysteria.
I don't know.
Fuck no. Not if they just tell us they're aliens. Cool. We've been knowing that. You know what I mean?
What are the implications if it's true if there's aliens? Does that fuck with religion at all? All religions? Some religions?
Oh, yeah. That would fuck with
probably
a lot of them. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that throws a giant amount of chaos into the world right there.
No, they just a restructure. They just add another book, and it's like, I made these guys too.
Now,
another day.
What does that do to governments around the world? Do now we need to have a one world government, or do we have a?
That's probably what they use
some
it
governments
for.
Are
sure,
religious
the globalists
based,
would love
sure
it.
Or do we have a one world government or a commission, kind of like the United Nations, where everybody belongs to it?
Well, there's the theory,
our extraterrestrial relations.
There's
committee.
The theory that Light Peach here loves, where they're going to project alien invasion into the sky in order to force the one world government. So what you're saying about like the.
We're gonna
panic and shit.
Enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Exactly. Yeah. Look, there it is.
I don't even know if that would
Project Bluebeam. He literally just said it in the chat.
I don't even know if that would bring us together, to tell you the truth.
Seen the movie Independence Day?
Maybe not you, Armand.
Yeah.
I mean,
me.
That pretty much
give
happened there.
Peace a chance.
Yeah. Kumbaya.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a point.
I don't know. I don't know if that would even do it.
Do you think life changes day to day, though, tomorrow if they come out and say aliens exist, Area 51 exists, we've had this shit for 50 years.
I don't know how it would materially affect our lives, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know that it would. I mean, we're not now, like, as soon as they admit that this shit exists,
okay,
it's not like the aliens are coming on TV. It's not like the movie They Live, you know.
Yeah,
are they here right now? Is one of
right,
the glasses
question.
On?
Are they among us? That's different.
That'd be interesting. Like, have you seen They Live, John Carpenter? Roddy Piper movie?
Yeah, right. But you have to have the special glasses, right?
Right, but what if they're that integrated into our society?
Well, I know they said that, like, John von Neumann and some of those other real bright Hungarian guys, they thought they were aliens. They're so fucking smart that these guys can't be human.
Yeah, I don't know.
Look that up. I mean, that'd be a good show, actually. Several of these guys are all from Hungary, I think, too. It's like, it's weird. It's almost like Children of the Damned, you know?
What do they put in the water over there?
I don't know. Maybe they're aliens.
Thorium.
That's just not true.
I mean, that guy's intelligence was off the scale.
And what he got rated for with thorium, right? Like they rated his. So he came out.
He had thorium. What the hell is he doing with that?
Because he has
another big arrest. He had a giant amount of chemicals. I never made it back to find out what exactly type of chemicals he got busted with.
But. Ammonium nitrate.
No, he has a company called United
blow
Nuclear.
Blow something up.
And in 2016, they were raided. It took place the day after him and the Corbell guy, the guy that is the producer of his new show, told news outlets they think the feds were looking for a piece of the famed Element 115 and that they had it, that he had it.
So is that what he's claiming, that these alien craft were made of Element 115?
No, Element 115 is the propulsion.
Oh, that's
because he was hired strictly to do the
propulsion. I think he said that the outside of it was made of it as well.
The propulsion?
He had claimed that the craft he'd worked on looked like it had been injection molded. All one piece, no visible seams, no rivets, no screws. The interior of it looked like it had been waxed and melted. It was so like everything was one piece, you know what I mean? Okay. Like it had been, injection molded.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's kind of the way he got. He's seen, you know, like no type of manufacturing process we have could have done this.
Well, in this day and age, you could probably do that with 3D printing, right? You could probably 3D print it.
You'd still have lines in it.
You would have seams still in 3D and 3D printing.
I mean...
But anyway, so they raided his property, but he wasn't the subject of the raid. They weren't looking into him. They were looking into who he sold the, what is it called? Thallium.
Oh, thallium. That's really rare. Yeah, thallium.
Yeah,
like
so
very
people
rare
like
element.
Would.
Where the hell did he get that?
So people would donate their like husband's mineral collection. And like he was selling them online for like people that were trying to get every periodic element on the tip, you know, or trying to call like a collectors and shit. And so he got raided for that. And
so he was trying to make a little buck here and there. He's not entirely out of his mind. So,
but listen, this is completely separate from anything else.
It's not like he's doing paid interviews.
Yeah, this was just his business. Like that was his business.
That's the one thing that keeps me completely from roasting this guy. He hasn't outwardly made the Bob fucking Lazar merchandising machine.
He's not really like.
Well, he had a profitable brothel, didn't he?
We don't know. He got busted
maybe
for
his
it.
His whorehouse
can't
money.
Sell sex anymore.
Oh, that sucks.
I wonder if he's legit in that he really only cares about the technology, or is that just another way to make
to
add credence to his story? You know what I mean? He's above reproach since he doesn't care about aliens anyway.
Right. So
he only cares about the technology. See, the things he says is just like way too convenient for me. And everything
he says.
This guy's
smart enough to be telling the truth about that. He's definitely smart enough to be faking the truth about it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know what I mean?
It's
like,
kind of a backwards argument, but.
That's the conundrum.
Ooh, enigma.
Yeah, anyway. But yeah, I mean, if he's smart enough to talk about this shit like he knows it like that, he's probably smart enough to know what kind of sets people off to think he's bullshit.
Well, you said that he had gone with George Knapp to Los Alamos,
yeah.
And there's no record of him actually having worked there. But whenever the George Knapp took him there, he was, you know, hey, how's it going, Phil? How's it going, Fred?
They were granted access without showing credentials.
The security guard recognized
him. Security guard recognized Lazar and then gave...
Los Alamos is not S4. Let's keep that, you know...
Yeah, no, not at all. And Lazar actually gave Knapp a guided tour while waving to former colleagues and shit that waved back and knew him by name. Like, so as much as they want to say like, yeah, he didn't work here and was never part of this or nothing, that dude walked through those halls like nothing else. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So.
Okay.
I'll buy that.
Well, I'm just saying like that. Just say yes. Like the government could have erased that shit. How hard would it be to?
I just think they'd wipe him out. That's all.
Yeah. Like I still don't get it.
Kill him.
If you're going to go through that level of trouble.
Right.
This guy's a nobody for the most part. Has no voice.
Whack him.
Just whack him. Why turn? I guess they had the genius plan then to turn him to an obvious fucking ha ha. This guy's coming out with so much shit we can use him as a discredation tool. I don't think so.
Shit that people aren't ready for.
I think you start talking about secret government bases, they're going to kill you,
right?
Or at least arrest you and throw you in a hole.
CIA would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. So what do you guys think, though?
Get the line.
I wish you would have watched some of his interviews so that, like, I could have got a pretty, like, informed decision.
What
do you think? You think that the guy's telling the truth, or you think he's on that bullshit?
He may believe it himself. I'm not sure.
He's, I don't know. Okay, so yeah, whether it be menace, crazy or whatever. Yeah, I mean, what's the anyway. Percentage chance here that what he says is true, even if it's some of it's fabricated or even embellished a little bit? You
based
know,
maybe, on fact?
Yeah, or if he's just completely crazy, nuts, lying, not telling truth at all. What's the percentage okay, well, here?
I don't think he's nuts. I think he's lying.
Lying. Actively
but
lying.
Do you think he's self-deluted? He actually what do you think believes the percentage
himself?
That he's
I don't think he believes in himself. I think he's just he's at this point mechanical. With it, you know what I mean?
Well, the producer said he doesn't believe it. So the producer said that, like, it's not my job to believe Bob Lazar's story. That guy that jumps in for him, he just wants to give him amplify
his voice. Storyteller, more or less.
Well, yeah, he's just because he, I guess, it discredits.
He's definitely
someone.
Making money off of this.
Fuck yeah,
he's a smart one. I want that job.
Yeah, I don't. Why fucking not? Hired goober. Yeah. I'm already that.
Yeah,
it's called professional cheese dick.
Yeah,
we're all whores.
Wilson League. What do you got about the Wilson League here?
It's just related, but not really related. It just has a lot of talk about it's actual like emails back and forth from government officials and stuff about aliens.
Anybody else corroborate this? Because he have any friends? He knows everybody at Los Alamos. Anybody corroborating anything?
Yeah, shouldn't he have a shit ton of photos from his time like at school or any transcripts? You got to have like a report card from some semester.
Do you have any photos of yourself in high school at the high school in high school in class or anything like
in class
at the high school?
Probably
high
in a yearbook
one thing, but MIT or something. You're talking about. Caltech and MIT.
But do you have any of your college? Of you in college of walking around campus at the dorm? Do you have any pictures?
You'd be easily able to, I would think.
Yeah,
easily.
But you could buy that shit online and crop a photo into there, Armand.
No, I got my homepage.
Don't you think you'd easily be able to
staple it in?
To come up with something like a
you're skeptic.
A receipt for paying for books or any kind of proof that you went to these places. Just some shred of it.
I just challenged that with like, would you have receipts for your books from college from 15 years prior?
I wouldn't.
Yes, we have all of that still.
Who?
April, for everything April did, we have records of everything. We've never thrown anything away.
Well, you're a goddamn
machine.
So you're
saying he's lying about even going to these colleges, though, right? These universities. I mean, it's one thing to go to
I'm
Caltech.
Not saying he
doesn't
is,
mean
but
we have UFOs. I mean,
I don't think he went
why
there.
Why would he lie about that? I guess just me, give more credence.
Let me bring
up
my timeline here and just go through some of this shit here. Why not? Where's my document? Hang with me here, folks. Got to load up my Google Drive. Eric, song and dance number.
I love you, baby, and if it's quite all right, I need you, baby, to warm the lonely night.
Do it, will you?
I'm sorry, I was wrong.
Yeah.
That wasn't bad. What the fuck?
No, but it
was better than you could do. Better than yours, Armand.
I could be silent.
I don't hear you singing shit.
Yeah, my silence is better, though.
Did you delete my timeline?
Did I delete your timeline? No, I did not. It's at the very, 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 very bottom.
Yeah, there it is.
Some people's kids, man.
All right, let's see. Starts out. Let's just go right down the line. The whole story. Born 1959, Gables, Florida. Coral Gables, Florida.
Allegedly.
Coral Gables.
So if we're taking anything into question.
Miami. Yeah, right.
Let's see. 1974 is when his actual Social Security number was issued in the state of New York, which is kind of weird.
Okay.
Let's see. He graduated August 76 from W. Tresper Clark High School. Which
never heard of it, believing
what this timeline says. Yeah, it's just a high school. His class standing was number 261 out of a class of 369.
That's not so great. It's
bottom third, which MIT and Caltech generally require top 10%. So
yeah,
that's a thing there. Let's see. Claims
they got to his high school.
Los Angeles Pierce College in 76. This was confirmed that
Pierce College, where that is. Yeah, in LA.
Yep.
Yeah.
They confirmed that he had
getting
a
there.
Professor
yeah,
named
no
Duxler. He was a math and physics teacher. Duxler says that he never actually taught at Caltech, though, or anything like that. So, I don't know. It's kind of weird. Purchased a home. His parents purchased a home in 77. Who gives a fuck?
I do.
Where are you getting this information?
Otherhand.org.
Internet.
It's the internet, take it with a grain of salt. It's the best timeline I could find out there.
Okay.
I don't know if any of it's real. Who knows what Bob Lazar is saying? This is just the counter.
Right.
That's what's out there. In 1978, he claims he got his Bachelor of Science degree in Physics and Electronic Technology from Pacifica University.
Okay, I know where that is, too.
Well, no, that's a correspondence university.
Yeah.
Well, which has been since shut down. This one has been shut down in 1978 by the state of California for selling degrees. So the place where he got his degree was shut down for selling degrees. It's like a University of Phoenix type bullshit.
By the way, I've got another friend that's got a diploma. You know, I know you guys know that. You can order these online. And
fuck yeah, you can order anything.
Yeah, it says he's, I don't know what his degree is in, but it's like, that guy went one day to college.
Yeah, I mean, what's the point of having that anymore? Like, if people can so easily call a college, call the transcription office, or the Office of Admissions.
But would they? I don't know. I mean,
depends on the job, I guess.
Would you? If you were paying somebody $100,000 a year to do something?
Probably not.
Depends on the position. I mean, if they seem like they're full of shit.
They always ask me for a copy of my, whatever, my... You know, if a hospital, I don't think they'd even check.
Tell
you have a copy
themselves?
Of your transcripts? Sure, here it is. And check.
In 77 or 78, he claims to have for a short time attended classes at Cal State University in Northridge.
Well,
then he moved
is.
On to Caltech.
I had an office in Northridge.
It says here, the Big T is the student yearbook for Caltech. At Milliken Library at Caltech, every page of every issue of the Big T from 77 through 82 was checked.
Okay.
Every yearbook at Caltech for 5 years
All
was
right.
checked.
And he wasn't?
There is no photo or mention of Bob Lazar anywhere in any of activities. Highly improbable where he was a student there.
Well, why would a guy make up such a stupid lie? You know, I mean, isn't that kind of dumb?
That's kind of what I can't
get my heart. Think about this. 1989, where's the internet?
Are we agreeing, though, that
there's
he's smart?
No way in 89 to check the shit.
So what, you're saying he was bored?
Yeah, he's been on talk shows. He got a lot of attention. That's enough motivation for
a
lot of people.
So you're saying back 30, 40 years ago, he would have gotten away with this.
Yeah, you couldn't just easily check this out. How do you even get the number for the admissions office at Caltech? Most people in the 80s, like the average person, had never even heard of Caltech.
He's not wrong there.
So, I mean, back then, it's really hard to think of the future where they're going to fucking be able to easily check this shit out. But even then, they ran the information down at that time.
Best they could.
That's what I'm saying.
All it can take is one lazy clerk, and you're not getting your information.
I went to Wash U in 81 to 85. I mean, but you can check. I'm sure the registrar is going to have records.
I don't believe it.
Before the internet. Nope. What do you mean you don't believe it?
Because I don't believe it, Armand.
George Knapp, the reporter, and another guy, Stanton Friedman, have revealed no records of RL's or Bob Lazar's attendance at Caltech. So, which is kind of weird because Knapp is like right in his corner. Mm-hmm. But
he's
Knapp
an
claims.
Investigative journalist, so.
Wouldn't you think that you're a physicist, right? Couldn't somebody come up with a test to give this guy? Who cares where he went to school?
See if he's
if he's
competent.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Maybe
I'm a podiatrist. I don't give a shit where you went to school. Here, take that test. If you're a podiatrist, you'll pass.
Yeah, well, that's the
you're
thing.
Phony,
like, he talks
won't.
About all this stuff pretty eloquently.
Well, that's what
he
I'm
knows
saying.
A lot
I don't
about
know.
It.
You would think somebody would just, okay, here. This basic shit anybody with a physics degree would know.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then I'll buy it. I don't care where he went.
Anybody
to
with a hobby in physics could probably pass most of those tests too.
Today.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of stuff that's
going to make it simple.
You know, like, should have given him the test then, that Armand's talking about.
Let's see. In 1980, he was married to Carol Strong in California.
Got a picture of her?
Baskets.
No, I don't.
Got her number?
Nope.
Carol Strong.
1982 is when he claims he got his master's from MIT.
Okay. This is also disputed, right?
82 was a hard time for MIT, though.
He was asked for the year of his graduation from MIT and if he got a PhD, and he replies, no, it was a master's degree. The year. What was the year of graduation? Probably 82, because I think I left there and went to Los Alamos.
Oh.
This was checked, and there was no record of him being at MIT in those years either, so.
Allegedly.
So in 1982, we got a listing for in Los Alamos National Laboratory phone book located by George Knapp. It says the phone book is not just from LANL, but the Department of Energy, Kirk Meyer, and others. The listing after Bob's name clearly shows KM, which means Kirk Meyer, and proves he did not work for Los Alamos National Laboratory, but for a subcontractor.
There it is.
So there's that. He never actually worked for Los Alamos. Just worked there.
Okay.
Roundness.
So this sort of undermines his credibility?
No, that's giving him credibility because he did work there under a subcontractor.
On. 84 bankruptcy papers show they borrowed $4,000 from his mother. And at the time of
sounds
their,
like a scientist.
At the time of the filing for bankruptcy, he'd only repaid $500.
Ah, smart scientist.
There's a 85 bankruptcy papers.
Another one.
Shows that he purchased an 84 Corvette for $19,000 and only repaid $550. It was repossessed in 86.
I like this guy.
In 85, he borrowed $15,000 from his father and only repaid $1,000 by the time of bankruptcy. He had borrowed a $60,000 from the Los Angeles National Bank, secured by his 1984 Honda, but he repaid only $1,300 of that.
You're going to get $60,000 loan with collateral from a Honda?
Yeah, I cracked.
Get
called,
fucked. I don't believe
I
that.
Bullshit.
He borrowed at least $12,000 from the Bank of Los Alamos for retrofit kits to the film printers at his photo processing business and 300 rolls of 35mm film, having repaid only $300 of the $12,000 loan by the time of the bankruptcy, where they repossessed most of his equipment after that.
Let's see. According to bankruptcy papers, he borrowed $5,000 via a three-minute loan, quote-unquote, from the Security Pacific Financial Corp, or Finance Corp of Albuquerque. I mean, it goes on and on.
I think we've established this
guy's a bad risk. Purchased an 85 CRX for $9,000. So
he's not good with money.
Yes. He's not someone you want to loan money to. We get that. His credit rating's got to be in the toilet.
Terrible.
He married another woman in 1986, April 1986, where he was still legally married to his first wife.
Doesn't make him a bad person.
He forgot it. It slipped his mind.
Yeah, happens. Files for bankruptcy again in 86. Let's see. Gets married to the same woman for a second time in 86.
He forgot.
Well, she changed her name for this wedding. Completely different name.
Oh, okay.
Let me see. She went by the name of Jackie Diane Evans.
Was that Miss Strong again?
All out.
No, this was Tracy. Let's see. Hold on with me here. Tracy Ann Merck. They got married the first time April 19th, 1986, at the We've Only Just Begun Wedding Chapel in Las Vegas.
Oh, the Carpenters?
Oh, fuck.
Isn't that who sang We've Only Just Begun?
Mm. I was never a big fan of the Carpenters. Kind of pussyish for me. Let's see. On October 12th, the same year, for reasons unknown, Tracy uses the name
Leonard Skinner.
Jackie Diane Evans. They get married in the Chapel of Love in Vegas.
Chapel of Love. That's beautiful. I wonder if Elvis did the ceremony.
Beats me. Let's see.
Some hooker, probably.
And all of this shit had happened before he began his work at S4, which he claims he began his work in December 1988 at S4. Let's see.
He only worked there like 6 months, he said.
Right. That was, it's a story.
According to Bob Lazar, he would be called by phone and told when to go to McCarran Airport, which is the Las Vegas International Airport.
I knew that.
There's a terminal out there that operates flights to Groom Lake and Area 51, and they're all unmarked planes, too, which is interesting. So he gets told to go out there whenever they need him. He'll fly down to the labs, S4 and Area 51 area, do his work, and fly home. He said he'd sometimes get calls at like 11 o'clock at night, and it was weird for his wife. She thought he was cheating, that he'd have to leave and fly out and then not be back until, sometime the next day or the day after, and can't explain why he's leaving.
Yeah, that's probably got to be fucked.
He was probably fucking around.
Yeah, obviously. An affair.
Yeah, sounds like
an affair. Assignation.
Let's see. What do you guys think, man? I mean,
I think he's full of shit.
You think he's full of shit, Everett? No. You think he's full of shit?
Man, I hope he's not. I hope there's some cool shit going on.
Yeah, I hope not.
From everything that's presented in my cursory, shitty research, I can't believe him. It's a fantastical story, but it just sounds to me like exactly like what George R. R. Martin does. He puts himself in the fucking fantasy mode.
How did he describe that fucking... How did he draw that out, describe it? Exactly what we see in those military fucking... Exactly what we see in those military videos.
Like a broken clock is right twice a day. You know what I mean?
Yes. No, that not like that, man. He didn't guess the goddamn time. You know what I'm saying? He literally said 30 years before these fucking videos come out how these things fly. He showed what they look like. What has he been proven wrong about? Other than his education.
Jules Verne was right about a lot of stuff too, but it doesn't mean he had a fucking, portal to the future.
Well,
am I right,
that
Armand?
You know of.
Allegedly. I know that. I don't believe the guy.
I don't know.
It's
I'm
easy
on the
enough
fence,
to guess and hit certain things. You know what I mean?
No, it's not. No, it's fucking not. Not in 1989 when you're dealing with fucking government. No, it's not.
Well, even this drawing looks like something out of a 1950s movie to me. Something Ray Harryhausen did or something.
A bunch of fucking naysayers over here, guys.
Well, are you a yaysayer? Do you believe Bob Lazar, honestly?
No, I don't.
I think I got a kind of a catch-22.
But
if what he's saying is true and he knows and has all this information, I think government would have killed him. So nobody's going to be walking around telling people all this information if it's true.
I mean,
that's my catch-22.
So much of what he says is possible. But for all of it to line up, you know what I mean? It's like this is the weirdest string of events ever to not be killed, have all this knowledge, be in the right place at the right time, to work in this place with the fucking shit education that you have. You got to be a doctor. You know, they're not bringing any fucking boo-boo straps or rocket to
his car.
They're
not bringing stupid podiatrists in there.
Definitely not bringing any stupid podiatrists in. But they're also not bringing out the guy who straps a fucking jet engine to his car in his garage.
Yep.
No one in the history of the world has been
Wait a minute. Did you know the government built a supercomputer out of 1,500 PlayStation 3s?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm saying that's not that far off to think that they get... This motherfucker strapped a rocket to a Honda.
There's a big difference between a rocket-powered Honda and anti-gravity.
All those PlayStations were able to run Linux and
they're able
good
to think
processors.
Outside the box, bud. All I'm saying.
It's not that far
government
outside
looks
the box.
That's pretty fucking far outside the box.
This is fucking Fox Mulder over here. I want to believe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he seems to.
This is fucking kangaroo courts what this is.
He's guilty.
Indeed.
Death,
all right, guys.
Death. Off with his head.
I don't know. We're two out of three here.
Full of shit.
Two and a half to one.
Two and a half, probably.
2.5 to 1 says Bob's full of shit.
2.5 to 1/2 then.
Okay, 2.5 to 1/2.
You got 3.5 people.
We'll go 5 to 1.
He's not good at math.
5 to 1.
They put him over. He's got a job too. Did you go to MIT?
I did. I was there.
I graduated.
Let's see your diploma. With honors.
Last Chance Community College for a couple classes, and then I left.
Occidental College.
Occidental. At least I didn't go to no
where Obama went.
Bullshit.
Hey.
Hey.
Watch it.
Son of Beach, man.
Son of Beach. All right, guys. All
right.
That's all I got for this one today.
So this is
man.
Total
fucking
waste
laser Bob, dude.
Total waste of time.
Total waste of time. Guys, full of shit.
Every show.
Don't listen to a word of it.
All right. This is bullshit. Total waste of time. I don't know why I keep coming in here. We don't know either. We fired you last week. Here you are again.
The only guy that makes any sense is a flat earth guy, in my opinion.
I wish you fuck you. Fuck you.
That guy.
Fuck you.
He's on the ball.
The only guy that makes sense. Hey, I like
motherfuckers.
Personally, I liked it.
He had a great story.
It was fun to talk to, but
yeah,
let's do it again.
Sure, it makes sense whenever you throw out the rules of everything you've ever been taught in your life.
Yes, that's right.
And then contend that science
is that
religion
they told you?
That you've been taught.
Hey, oh yeah, hey, where were you guys at? Yeah. You know, when we did the fucking show with the flat earth guy.
Rude with, I wouldn't be rude with Bob Lazar.
It's
I
not
don't
rude
believe
to tell someone they're retarded or anything whenever they're
that's completely rude.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, never mind.
I mean, as soon as the first time you said. That's just your religion of science. I mean, right there, you got to check out because you know you're not getting anywhere past
it. Yeah, how are you going to debate with
when
this
guy? When the
guy
says, all of your proof is bullshit to somebody else's work that you just read or probably didn't even read or just regurgitated. Okay, well, that's true.
Right. I can't prove hydrostatic equilibrium.
Everything I know I've read in a book. I'm sorry I haven't did every experiment to prove every fucking thing I ever read.
Well, just like tea.
You poured through the documents yourself. Have you? That's all I'm going to say. Right, Armand? It's the same with global warming. Have you poured through the statistics?
I
was on Ocho Man, and that's what I think it was on Ocho Man and T. Remember him? He told me, go down to Antarctica and do your own ice, you know, poke through the ice
your
yourself.
Your own cores?
Yeah.
Have you done it?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Have you done it?
I admit. Okay. But there's no such place as Antarctica because the world's flat, remember?
Oh, fuck, he's
got
to say.
I got him.
Fucking noobs.
Wish I'd have known him.
It's the ice wall. That's Antarctica.
You can take a core out of the side of the ice wall. Then
Jesus Christ.
I'm done
with you too.
I could do a vertical one or a horizontal.
Yeah, put it in your drink.
All right.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for showing up again this week.
This guy's full of shit.
We'll be back next week with another topic, hopefully. Armand will be here probably.
More based in reality.
Hell no.
No, Bob Lazar. This is right. We should have did Bob Lazar a long time ago.
Yeah, I like Laser Bob, dude.
Okay.
It's kind of a thin topic because he's not too grand with it. He just comes and tells the same story every time. But it's interesting because he's one of the few people that claims to have worked at Area 51. Has a story that he's told.
Now he hasn't seen
consistently
the same way every time.
Right. Now, he has not seen the actual aliens, right? Because they supposedly have aliens.
No,
right?
No. He said he touched the craft and he got reprimanded immediately.
You can't touch anything.
Oh,
you
like
can't ask
Lisa.
Questions.
You can't get close to it.
Yeah.
But isn't that the most convenient thing anywhere? I'm not allowed to really check in anything.
Yeah, but if you're the government, isn't that the fucking proper way to secure shit? Don't touch it. Don't look at it.
The government kills you. That's how they. If you're out there talking.
Hey, look, the government's probably pretty busy with their list. Their list is long. Bob's at the bottom because he looks crazy. He's not priority right now.
Why take a chance? That's like a good fellow's. Why take a chance?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Kill Maury.
Not Maury. It was
all of them, actually.
I'll dig the fucking hole.
He's a stand-up guy. He's a Marine.
Yeah.
Well, the way I see it, why take a chance? Whoops.
Phone, Armand.
Yeah, somebody's calling me.
All right, let's kill it.
Can you believe that?
All right, guys.
Thanks for showing up. We'll catch you next week. It's been Surreal Talk, SurrealTalkPodcast.com, social medias, blah, 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 info@SurrealTalkPodcast.com.
Yeah, send us an email. Send us a voicemail. We're going to do social shows.
One of these days, we're going to do a super show spectacular.
We're trying to get enough to where it's an actual whole hour and a half of stuff. So send us your emails.
We definitely have that much.
Oh, yeah, then we'll just need to do it.
We just actually have to do it. We did get an email or a voicemail from Lars, so we got that we're sitting on.
No
too.
Kidding.
Really?
Wow.
I'm not playing it for you, though.
All right, yeah.
No Lars.
Save that.
Yeah, I actually haven't listened to it.
Don't.
I know
it's him. Let's drum it up.
Yeah, how do you know it's him?
Because he have a code.
So I've talked
a lot
to
of people
Lars.
Tried to be Lars.
Yeah, I know.
I've talked to Lars off the you know record.
Oh, really?
So I know me and Lars actually have a code now that I know that it's him whenever he. So.
Boy, can't this guy something, huh?
Hey,
you
guys,
should be working at Area 51.
Should be, but I'm not.
Touch on man's penis.
Anus.
In the anus.
All right. We do Lars imitations.
Hold
it's
on.
Time to go.
Hold on. I just got a message from Trollimus. It says he was blocked on YouTube. Did you block him on
Fuck no.
Chat?
Me? I wouldn't know how.
Hey, Jerron, man. We didn't block you.
He's not blocked, dude.
Yeah, hold on. Something going on here.
All right, well, kill the show and we'll figure this out.
All right, we'll be with you in a few minutes.
Son of Beach, man.
All right, guys, we'll catch you next week. See you then.
Later, alligators.
Please, wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore!
I'm not going to take it anymore!